The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Welcome to this week's issue of the Forum for Nonprofit. Today's show is a little bit personally close to my heart because we're talking about kids and learning how to write and being early journalists, and all thanks to Patty Gomez, who is the founder of an organization called Enrichment Circle, and they produce a newspaper that she's going to tell us about. But why don't we start, Patty, by telling us what exactly is Enrichment Circle and what are you all about?
Hi, Ellen. The Enrichment Circle is a nonprofit organization that develops and promotes enrichment programs for kids in the areas of art, nature, literacy, and technology. In the literacy area, we have developed and published, I'm very proud publishers of the Circle Gazette. It's a newspaper written by kids. It's the only independent published newspaper written by kids.
In the country or just here in Florida?
In the country, actually.
Really?
What are the
ages of the youth journalists?
Our kids, everybody under the age of 18 is encouraged to participate. We've had writers as young as four, or let's say artists
four.
As young as four. Yes. And we've had as old as 18. Our average is between 9 and 10. 9 and 12.
And how long has the Circle Gazette been published?
We just published our 27th issue, and we started with 16 writers, and today we have published over 1,000 pieces of writing, either poetry, articles, stories, and art from over 200 kids.
And over how many years has this been?
2 years. Two years.
So in 2 years, you've published that many.
Impressive.
And I just saw an article in Parenting Magazine celebrating your second anniversary.
We're
so
very
that
happy
was
about that.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And your writers come from South Florida?
Most of our writers actually do come from South Florida, given the fact that our paper is strongly distributed in this area, and we give free creative writing workshops in the Coral Springs Library. We've been doing that for about 2 years, free workshops, so everybody can come and participate. But we actually have writers, because of the flexible format of our newspaper, we have writers from South America, we have writers from out of state, we have writers from Europe. Last summer, we actually published the work of three third graders from England, and out in the country in England, they found out about our newspaper through Twitter. The teacher contacted us. They did a fantastic work, and we were very happy to see their work. So
do you have to recruit the writers, or do they find you? And how do you decide who gets to write and who doesn't, or does everybody have a chance?
Everybody
to
has a chance. Everybody has a chance. And they do find us. We actually are very interested in bringing the paper even farther, out of South Florida, out of state, and make it stronger, because we think opening this opportunity to kids strengthens their sense of worth. They know what to do, and they're very empowered.
Now, how is it distributed?
It gets distributed through individual subscriptions, but it also gets picked up for free at certain educational institutions and libraries, such as the Coral Springs Museum of Art, the Fort Lauderdale Children's Theater in Fort Lauderdale, the Dagger Wing Nature Center in Boca Raton. We have different educational places where it's picked up for free, and different libraries
so
as well.
So do the kids, does it work like a real newspaper? Like if you submit an article, somebody edits it, and then you're not really sure how much of it's going to get in? Or do you work like a real newspaper or not really?
We do. And we want the kids to feel the sense of that real life. This is not play, although there's nothing wrong with play, but we want them to feel this is the real thing, and it is. But most of what they write is so good that it gets in. It doesn't get edited horribly by our staff, but it gets seen. Usually we get something really clean already, but sometimes the editing goes to minor spelling and whatnot. You
now,
know.
Are your writers assigned articles to write, or do they submit what they're interested in?
Either. Some of them have become staff writers for the newspaper, and they actually carry proudly their press pass, and they attend events in the community. They get invited to do that. And
that's so cool.
Or they request an assignment. They say, do you have anything for me this month? I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And we have partnerships with other media institutions that that give us events to cover, mm-hmm. and we send them out, and they're very, very excited. Always accompanied by their parents. And
well, here's an interesting question, since I do public relations. Do you accept releases from like PR firms that want to, or ideas about topics for kids to write about, and then you assign a kid to report on it?
We certainly do. We actually, in our last issue, November issue, we printed a press release from the Broward County School District in which they were in telling people about the scholarships and the winners of those scholarships for the county. It was an honor and a national recognition. So it was something close to our mission, mm-hmm. empowering kids and showing them and communicating to all of the other kids out there, this is what others are doing, get inspired.
Do you ever have the teachers involved where they use your paper as a class assignment?
We do. The newspaper has turned out to be a great educational tool, and in some schools they use it to discuss different styles of writing. We are not necessarily only hard news newspaper. We also print fiction and poetry and essays and experiential accounts of field trips of what did you do over the summer. But it's all great writing, and the teachers are able to take that and use it either to criticize positively criticize the formatting, or discuss what would you put in this page, you know, to when they discuss formatting, when they discuss editing with their kids. They say, do you see anything in this article? Or to say to the kids, look at this. This, you can do something similar to this. Let's work on poetry. Let's work on an essay. And let's work on an article about something we did. And we get submissions by the teachers. We get submissions by the kids directly. And to go back to your question, Esther, about whether we do assignments or whether they send whatever they work on, they do either. You know, we do the assignments, and they also, anybody, any kid that goes online and they already wrote something that they developed at school or at home and they just want to share it with a larger community, they just send us an email and contact us, and we put them through the editorial queue.
Do you ever have more than you can fit in the paper?
Sometimes we do.
Just like a normal paper?
Yeah, sometimes we do, but our rejection rate is very low. It is under 1%, and when that happens, if it's too full, the paper right now, for this particular month, we would print it the next issue. We would move it around. But when something is returned to the writers, it is also returned with feedback, which we find is very unique. Normally, kids would just send something out there and never heard of it, and never heard a feedback about what did I do wrong that it didn't get published. We actually provide feedback for that 1% of rejections that we have.
That's terrific. And please, everyone who's listening should know, not only can you get copies of the paper through subscription, and also at these various locations, but it's also available online. So we do want to encourage the people who are listening today to also go online and find it.
Absolutely.
You're listening to The Forum for Nonprofits. Today we're speaking with representatives of the Enrichment Circle. To get more information on this terrific organization, please visit their website at www.enrichmentcircle.com or call 954-918-2541. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
One of the most important skills any student can learn is how to study. I'm Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association and a classroom teacher. I've seen too many capable students struggle with classwork, homework, and tests simply because they didn't know how to study. Here are some ways you can help your child achieve lifelong study skills. Set specific times for study each day and stick to them. Make sure that notes, homework, and assignments for each subject are kept together. Each night, have your child make a few notes of what was discussed in class for each subject. Be consistent. Make sure that whatever study habits you work to create truly become habits, done at the same time, in the same way, every day. Working together, parents, and teachers can make this a successful school year for every child in Florida.
A message from the Florida Education Association. Great public schools are a basic right for every child.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Welcome back to Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking with representatives of the Enrichment Circle, and we're very fortunate to have with us two of the reporters who work for the Circle Gazette. And this is a paper that's written and produced by kids ages 18 and under. And we have Reagan and Ishmael with us. Reagan is a fifth grader. Am I correct, Reagan?
Yes.
From Everglades Elementary. So, Reagan, why don't we let you speak first and tell us, how did you get involved in the Circle Gazette, and what exactly do you do for them?
Well, I got involved with the Circle Gazette when I came off the bus one day after my student council installation ceremony, and one of my friend's moms told me I should write an article all about it. So I did, and that was my very first article.
And had you had an interest in writing and being a journalist before, or did you like to write in school?
Yes, I love to write in school.
So this was an extension of that. You were able to write an article about the installation, and it must be cool. It's, you know, it's okay to write the article, but then to actually have it printed must be just fabulous.
Yeah, and it was even more exciting to see the look on my grandma's face.
Oh, that's terrific.
And so Ishmael is also with us. He's a junior at Pinecrest High School. And tell us, Ishmael, how you got involved and what your role is.
Thanks for having me on tonight.
You're welcome.
But I got involved. I attended one of the writing workshops that Ms. Gomez has. She does once a month at the Coral Springs Library. I came because I wanted to improve my writing skills at the time. I felt as if I needed to improve with it. My teachers were relatively happy with my writing, but I felt like I could do better. And then there she told me about the Circle Gazette, and I found myself very interested that my writing could get published in an actual children's newspaper. So, and it started there. That was about a year and a half ago. And I loved it ever since.
By the way, Ishmael, and he's a freshman at Pinecrest along with my son, so
yeah.
Go Panthers. tell me, how many articles have you had published thus far with the Circle Gazette?
About 15 or 20.
Wow. And how much time do you devote to writing your articles that you're putting in?
I tend to research my articles for about an hour to 2 hours. I'll search the web, I'll go to the library, learn more about it, read, and then it really varies.
Mm-hmm.
Depending if I'm doing reporting. If I report it, I'll listen to my tapes, what I had, look at my notes. If it's something more that I wasn't there in person, you know, I heard about it on the news or something, about 3 hours, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And Reagan, are your articles all things that you generate, or have you been sent out on assignment?
I have never been sent out on an assignment. I usually do my articles on some of the experiences that I have.
So you mentioned the student council installation. What else have you written about?
I've written about my trip to New York, swimming with the dolphins, Home Depot Kids Workshop. I recently submitted an article about my recent trip to Arizona. trying to think of other articles.
But I want to know, Reagan, is it, do you think you want to be a journalist someday? Is this inspiring you to want to pursue this as a career, you think?
Possibly.
And how has it helped you at school? Improve your grades? Improve your writing?
Well, I've always had pretty good grades in writing, but I'm more used to writing fiction, so it's helped me where I need to write nonfiction.
What about you, Ishmael? I don't know if Pinecrest even offers a journalism class, but how does this experience help you with your schoolwork?
Actually, in middle school, we did have a class in 7th and 8th grade called Writing Workshop. It's an 8-week wheel course that we're required to take, and most kids dread the class. Nobody really liked writing. The teacher was very strict, and you had to really work hard for your A. I felt like this newspaper really benefited me with that. The writing flowed. It wasn't as if I would have to stare at the paper for like half an hour until I could get a few words out.
What's your favorite subject to write about?
I like reporting. So if I've gotten sent out to do several things, cover several events before. I've covered a tennis tournament in Delray Beach called the Delray Beach International Tennis Championships. I got to interview a few players, which was really cool. And I've covered several local activities as well.
If students of other schools, either here in South Florida or any place else, are listening, what would you say to them to encourage them to participate in this program? We'll start with Ishmael.
Okay. It's really a great way to give back to your community too. I was interested, but at the same time, my parents were giving me a little shove towards doing it. They knew it was a great thing. I was halfway there,
mm-hmm.
but you don't realize how much of an impact it makes on your writing and the way you look at things. I really feel I'm really happy that I've done this newspaper and that I'm still doing it.
Well, the biggest question I have is, you know, old folks like us still like having a newspaper to read, but there's so much out there about the trend of newspapers going away, and everybody, young people, like to get their news on the internet or on your iPad or on your phone. What are your feelings about that in terms of working for an actual newspaper that you can hold in your hands?
Like Ms. Gomez said earlier, the authenticity of the newspaper actually being in your hand is very good. Like on the internet, you can take it for granted in some sort of way, and having it in your hand it's really good.
Before we break, Reagan, do you find that you're more interested in reading newspapers because of this experience, or still, because I know in my family, my sons don't read the paper, even though I'm reading it every day. Do you find that you're interested in newspapers or in magazines more because of this?
Sometimes. I usually do like to look at the articles in the newspaper besides the comics,
right,
which everybody usually goes to.
Right.
Or like my mom goes to the coupons.
Right.
But I usually read some of the articles.
Well, this is terrific, and we're so glad you're with us. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives of the Enrichment Circle. To get more information on this organization, please visit their website at www.enrichmentcircle.com or call 954-918-2541. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Army Specialist Andrew Pike became paralyzed while serving in Iraq. Andrew and his father explained the impact of his injury.
At first, you think, I want my son to be able to walk.
My injury was a gunshot wound to the left abdomen from a sniper. My first contact with paralyzed veterans was in Walter Reed.
Paralyzed Veterans National Service officers work with our injured veterans to ensure they get the benefits they have earned. NSO Michael Killen explains.
We try to reassure them what benefits are out there, and we try to educate them and take some of that stress away from them.
Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get the auto, housing, and vocational benefits he earned.
PVA did a fantastic job making sure that he got those benefits on a timely basis.
Right now I'm going back to school to earn a degree, and I'm just spending time with my wife and child.
To learn how you can help our paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. Ezra and I are having so much fun with this week's show, we're going to have trouble ending it. We've been talking to the founder and some writers who write for the Circle Gazette as part of the Enrichment Circle, a wonderful nonprofit that enriches the education of young people. And we're here with Christy Voss. Christy is going to tell us how this machine works. Obviously, a newspaper can't be produced for free. So where do you get the money, and how do you keep these workshops and all these wonderful programs going?
We keep everything growing, going through our subscriptions and support from the community. We have a wonderful team of women that are volunteering. They're all professionals, and they really put a high-caliber product out for these kids. We do need help because we're growing really, really fast.
Why don't you, before we get started, tell us what your role is. Are you a volunteer with the organization?
I am a volunteer. I do the pre-press for the newspaper. I'm a graphic designer by trade, so I volunteer to do all the layout for the newspaper. And because I work with newspapers, all my suggestions to the paper are on a professional level, and that's where we really want to keep it and take it for these kids, because it's the same as any other newspaper out there. It's got everything.
Yeah, and I know nobody can see it because we're on radio, but it is a very, very professional-looking newspaper. If I saw this in the grocery store, I would know it was produced by children. Mm. It's beautiful, very well done.
So these volunteers then are doing the things like setting it up, getting it ready for print, getting it printed, involved in the distribution. What other things do people do?
We do have a marketing team. We are constantly asking the parents to also join us at all local events that we can get into to help spread the word. And also, in addition, the parents working with their children in writing and editing and getting that to us is also very helpful.
If somebody wants to support, they obviously want to get a subscription, but they also want to write a donation. How do they do that?
Anybody that has an interest in this project can help, either from a $40 a year subscription, or if we can get some main sponsors to help with the printing costs, distribution costs, everything will help. So
what about ads? I mean, obviously we have ads.
Yeah,
how are the ad rates compared to the Sun Sentinel or the Palm Beach Post?
The advertising rates are on par with pretty much any other newspaper. Mm-hmm. So, and that would be a huge support for us, for people to come and advertise, and it'd be a great way to show that they are interested in children and in their writing and projects like this.
So if somebody goes to www.enrichmentcircle.com, can they subscribe online? Can they donate online? Can they volunteer online? Is that a good entree point for them?
Yes, absolutely. Go there. There's PayPal buttons. There's an address where they can send their checks. They can call us and talk to us to find out more. They can call us if they are professional and they think that they have something they would like to contribute to the newspaper. Please call us up, because we definitely need that support as we're growing.
And when you say you're growing, as far as distribution, or, I mean, Where is that growth? What is that growth?
Well, our growth is in the children sending in their submissions. So each time the paper gets bigger, it costs more to print.
I see.
We have more people that we need to mail it to. So it's more the writers are coming. So there's a desire and a need for this newspaper. So we want to try to meet that need. And we don't want to turn kids down because we don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at the paper. It's beautifully designed. If somebody wants to buy a full-page ad, will you design it for them?
Yes, absolutely.
And then what would a full-page ad cost? Ballpark? I'm like in the Sentinel or someplace, it's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars. So
a full-page ad is $3,000 a year. It's $250 an issue. It's not as much as Sun Sentinel, but
wow,
So $250 can buy you that. Everybody out there should do that.
Right.
That
right.
Anybody can afford a $250 ad.
So this would be
That's
a great
amazing.
Way for a company or a corporation in our area to support this educational project and get the word out that
right.
they're doing good things in the community. I mean, that's a steal.
Yeah, any
what
company
you're providing.
That wants to read the ice cream shops, the children's clothing. Yeah, anybody out there listening needs to call you right away. This is the best advertising deal I've seen.
Yes, absolutely. Also, I just want to say, if you go online, you can see the newspaper in full color,
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful. And with the work with these children, we're not able to print yet in full color because of the cost, but we would really, really like to do this for the children and take it to the next level because it just really represents their artwork.
Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been talking with representatives of the Enrichment Circle. To get more information, please visit their website at www.enrichmentcircle.com or call 954-918-2541. For Ellen Schulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Schulman, President of Ellen Schulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.